Praise the Lord, everybody. Unfortunately, my wife was not able to be here. She has not been feeling well today. She's on a new kind of medication, and some side effects are just keeping her not feeling completely the way she wants to feel. So she is recovering and resting a night, but she'll be here Sunday, God willing. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to take us to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting in verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For a few moments tonight, I'm going to speak on this subject, the lighthouse. Let's just take a moment and give this service to the Lord. Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. Help me to deliver this word, Lord, as you have seen fit, that you give to me, to give to our church family, Lord God, that the body would receive it, and we would be fed by your spirit and your word tonight, Lord God. Have your way in this service, and we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So the first thing I'm looking at is, what exactly is a lighthouse? So I actually was looking around and checking in as far as what was the purpose and the structure set point of a lighthouse. A lighthouse is a tower or structure that serves as a navigational aid by emitting a powerful, distinct light to guide ships and warn them of dangerous areas. Each lighthouse has a unique flashing or rotating light pattern or a characteristic that helps mariners identify their location and plot a safe course, especially at night or in adverse weather. And just like every lighthouse, every person is unique. We all have our own personalities, our own way of communication, the way that Sister Amy could talk and connect with someone. It's going to be different than the way Sister Plum will talk and connect someone. But each have their own unique personality and way of connecting that can shine the light of Christ to other people and reach a whole different group of people than the other one. Amen? As Christians and followers of Christ, we should all be emitting the same powerful and distinct light that has a unique characteristic, which is the love of Christ. We may have our own unique way that we shine to others, but we are all shining the same light source, which is Jesus. John 12 and 46, the New Living Translation, says, Jesus speaking, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. And we know this world today is dark. If you're not in Christ, you're in the dark. And this world is constantly getting darker and darker as we see the day that Jesus coming approaching faster and sooner than we're even expecting. We are in the last days. There's no doubt about it. Everything that needs to happen has happened. We're just waiting on a trumpet. And one day he's going to come in a twinkling of an eye. Amen? So when we're looking at us, though, those of us in Christ, We're not in the darkness, thank God. Thankfully, he's got us out of that. We are, as 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5 says, you are children of light and the children of the day. We're not the night or the darkness. We were once all in dark, but now we can rejoice because he has pulled us out of that darkness. Amen. As 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that one day he called me out. It was Thanksgiving weekend, 2016. It's when he called my name and he put his name on me. And that was the best day next to marrying my wife. And as such, we are to be living testimonies as of what for what Christ has done in our lives, and let our light shine before all who are still dark in this dark and dying world. Something that stuck out to me when I was looking at a lighthouse was how it's built, particularly the foundation on which it's built on. Rather it be on a rock or on a soft seabed, engineers must make sure that they use whatever kind of concrete or granite or any kind of sealant to make sure that it is connected and sealed to a rock. Only once a lighthouse's base has been fused and sealed as one piece with a rock is its foundation secure. And as Christians, we know that Jesus is our solid foundation that we can safely build our lives upon. Psalm 62:6 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." The storms of life are going to come. Waves are going to try to overtake us, but in Christ, we shall not be moved. We're going to go through situations and trials and tribulations, but I promise you, it is a lot easier with Christ than without him. Because I've done it both ways more than once, unfortunately. But thank God for grace and mercy. Amen. And just as a lighthouse is showing the way, it's also a dwelling place for whoever is responsible for keeping that light shining. And in this perspective, that would be all of us. For we are to let our light shine before all men. We must also be as the wise man who built his house upon the rock. For this world has its own kind of lighthouse, shining a false light, trying to distract and pull us from the true light of the gospel of Jesus, which leads to life. It looks for those to follow it, but it leads to death and destruction. Those who build their structure after the manner of the world is like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. See, the world is like sand. I can take anything that I want, anything of my life, any building material, and I can make it fit in the sand. I could take a 10-foot beam with an 8-foot beam, and that 10-foot, I can push it down the sand till it's level and build it to make it look as stable as if it was on a rock. I can hide and push down whatever extra material that I don't want exposed beneath the surface. But when the storms of life come, all that I thought was covered and stable and safe is going to be washed away, and great will be the fall of it. But on the other hand, if I choose to build my life on the rock, build my structure on the rock, I can't just put whatever I want on the rock. The rock doesn't conform to me. I have to conform to the rock. And that's the same way with Jesus. When we come to him, he is our rock. He is our firm and sure foundation. But we can't just, here, this is me. I don't want to change. Take me as I am, and we're good. That's what the world says. The world says, you don't have to change. You're just perfect the way you are. You were born this way. Amen. This is just you. You just come to us. We love you as you are. No one, just love for everybody. But that is really what just leads us to that death and destruction. Yeah, it looks like even Satan appears as an angel of light. And for a season, it may look good. Things may go your way. You may think you're safe. But in the end, it will all fall. Everything that we believe in our own power that is just working in our good without Jesus will be for nothing, because everything's going to pass away. Everything except what we have done in Christ and the things for God, that is the only thing that will continue. When I didn't want exposed Jesus is going to make us expose the things that we're trying to hide, because there's always something in us, may it be our past, things that we struggle with, that we really don't want to show. So the world just lets you bury it. But in order to build that life in Christ, you have to expose it and allow him to chop it off and cut it down so it fits on that sure foundation. And as we build on Christ and we live on that rock, we are safe from the waves and the storms and the trials of this life. Not safe as in we won't go through them, because it rains on the just and the unjust, but that we have a sure foundation, that we have a strong tower, a safe refuge place, a dwelling, because he is our rock. He is our refuge. He makes all things new. You can take whatever you want to give him of yourself, and he will make it new. Yes, we have to change, but anything I've had to given up to and give over to him that wasn't aligned with his purpose and his calling, he has given back so much more. There's nothing that I can think of that I've ever given up for Christ that he hasn't given back way more, to the point that I don't miss nothing I've had to give up. He gives beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There's no one like our God. It's his light shining through us to everyone who is hungry and searching to escape the dark. That's why it's important to let our light shine, because it's him doing the works. There's people I talk to every day at my job that you would never know they were really hungry and looking for God, because they act like they got their life all together. And it makes you just, you know, there's some people you don't even think about talking to like that or witnessing, because they just seem like their life's great. But as soon as they hear, oh, you're a believer, you go to church, you're in ministry, oh, you believe in God, it's like that measure of faith inside of them starts breaking through, and they just start opening up to you about things that would blow you away. I have people at my job that talk to me about things that I just would never known that they were going through it. They do so good at covering up with a mask. But the truth is, they've built this life that they think is stable on sand, when really they're looking for the rock. They're looking for Christ, because they know at some point their life is crumbling, and they can only cover it up and hold it together by themselves for so long. In this world, there are so many hungry people that we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is just share the works that God has done in our lives, and he's going to do it. He compels us. He draws them in. All we have to do is just be that light that shines, the witness, just living our life day by day. We don't have to go around knocking on doors. In this day and age, I wouldn't recommend it. But thankfully, God will put people in your life. He will give you opportunities. If you sit there and say, Lord, I want to be a light, I want to be a witness, he will bring people in your path and give you the opportunity. Now, if you take that opportunity, that's on you. But he will give us opportunities to reach people. There's been so many people in past jobs where just simply them seeing me read my Bible, they just started pouring their heart out and was like, can you pray for me? People in the middle of Walmart will just, if they even hear anything, they're like, hey, can you pray for me? My mom and sister was at the beach, and they decided to have church on the beach, and these ladies just came up and said, hey, can you pray for us? Like, there is people everywhere that are really searching and hungry for the truth. And it's powerful, and it's also heartbreaking to know that there's so many of us that get to enjoy this life in Christ. And there's so many out there that don't even realize the true goodness of his nature and his love and his mercy and his grace. And the biggest thing is they're scared to let go. But the thing is, they're not holding on to anything. They're holding on to a lie. We have the truth. Jesus is that truth. And he is our hope that we trust in. He is the one that is the light shining. That source of the lighthouse that we're building in our life, He's the light. He's our foundation. He's our rock. He's everything that we need. He's everything that we hope for. He is the perfect example, and He's the only perfect person to ever live. He is our example and our guide. He is our God. He is everything, our salvation. I mean, we could go down the list of everything that He is to us. All the storms that we have made it through because we were planted in Him. How many times has it been that His light kept us from going astray? Or when we did go astray, it was His light that brought us back. How many times would the storms of life consume us as the enemy would want, because He comes to steal, kill, and destroy? And it was Jesus and His mighty power that covered us in His blood and protected us from what should have ruined us. So many times I think back over my life, and every time I look back, I can obviously see where God stepped in and intervened every step of the way. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I had not been planted in Him on that rock, it might not be easy sometimes. Rocks are, if you look at a rock, it is hard to build something that fits to the rock, to become one with that kind of material. It takes grinding. It does not come easy. There is things about us in our life and our nature that has to go away. Less of us, more of Him. And it's not easy, but that's our flesh talking. Because once you get past us, once you get past the you factor of what you feel like you're losing, you realize how much joy, unspeakable joy and full of glory we experience. The blessings, everything that we need is in Him. Our protection, everything is wrapped up in that name of Jesus. Amen. Salvation, deliverance, restoration, everything that we need is in Him. And it is our mandate, it is our calling to preach the gospel, to witness to everyone everywhere. And you don't have to get out and you don't need a microphone. You don't have to be in a pulpit. You could be shopping at the grocery store. You could be taking a walk. You could be anywhere and just someone see you, and they'll be pulled to you. There's something when Jesus is in you, working in you, your fruit will show. And people will wonder, how does Sister Amy get so nice? I was just playing. But seriously, if I had to go back 10 years ago, I was not somebody you would want to be around. But God changed me. The thing is, when it talks about He will give us the desires of our heart, it's not just saying, oh man, I want a Porsche. You know, I want $1 million. I want an easy life. No. As we give ourselves to Him and surrender it, and He starts taking out the things that do not line up with His ways and His purpose for our life, He'll put new desires in our heart that will line up with His purpose and calling for our life. Amen? Amen. And that's just how good He is, to the point you won't, when you look back, I've lost nothing. I've given up nothing and gained everything. And the crazy thing is, He paid for this thousands of years ago. The only reason it took me so long was because it took me so long. Because He never changes. He is always the same. Steadfast, unmovable. Amen? So I saw this little story. It was an experiment that took place in the 50s. And then I will be hastening to a close. So the experiment was called... It was two mice swimming in water. It was conducted by Dr. Kurt P. Richard in the 1950s. But what it demonstrated was the power of hope and resilience. In the experiment, mice were placed in water to determine how long they could swim before giving up. Initially, they managed to stay afloat for about 15 minutes max. But others, as they had been rescued and put back in, swam for much longer, up to 60 hours. The phenomenon highlighted that hope can motivate individuals to persevere in difficult situations, as the mice learned that the situation was not hopeless. So the thing is, hope is powerful. And Jesus is that hope. He is the hope for the world. He is that hope that shines through us as we shine into the darkness and try to lead and guide those to come into the light with us, so people don't have to suffer, because we don't have to be alone. We are a church. The church is the bride of Christ. And we are of one body, one spirit with Him. And it's the best thing ever. I would not want to trade it. I would not trade my church family for anything. I would not trade my pastor. And that's just the spirit of Christ that's in here. It's nothing special about me, because without Him, I'm nothing. There's nothing good in this flesh. No good thing dwelleth in me. I'll be the first to admit it, because there was a time I wouldn't. But God humbled me quick, and He will. But thank God for the lighthouse. Thank God for the rock, for the light that shines into the world, that He is our light and He is our sure foundation. And we are going to continue to share that light and love and hope with the world and everyone that we come into contact with. Amen. I hope that gave you some kind of encouragement. Hope you were able to be blessed some way. I got that across the way Lord wanted me to say it. But that is all I have for tonight. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen. All right. Thank you for the word, brother. Grateful for the opportunity to hear God's word and be in the house of the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord and dismiss our service.